So the man started worshiping him. But he was attacked with so many demons in his body. He didn't know what to do. And Jesus dropped down and said, "What is thy name?" And the demon said, "We are many." That's the devil. I said, the devil said, "We are many." And Jesus didn't ponder that. They knew who he was. Because if you're looking about me, say, they begin to say, "What have we to do with thou, Jesus, thou Son of the Most High God?" Don't telling us right there was 2,000 sheep or goats or hogs. They didn't even want to be bothered with the demons because they ran down a steep and they got choked. But I look in the 15th verse of that chapter. Listen, your Bible reads what out. The Bible said that they came to Jesus, and the same man that was stinking and smelling bad, I could see Jesus holding and hugging him. I could see Jesus control him. Everything gonna be all right. Jesus didn't condemn him, but he showed him love. You don't hear me? Every time you see somebody that's in a bad situation, be like Jesus.
We hope that you were inspired, encouraged, and led to a deeper walk with God with host pastor Reverend Eugene Stevenson. New Jerusalem is located at 708 University Street in Alexandria. Service times are Sunday school at 9:30 a.m., morning worship at 11 a.m., and Wednesday Bible study is at 5 p.m. New Beulah Baptist Church is located at 908 Carlos Street in Boyce, Louisiana, and service times are every second and fourth Sunday at 8:15 a.m. Until the next time, may God bless you and keep you is our prayer.
KAYT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9.
Good morning. On behalf of Superintendent Maurice Johnson and First Lady Judy Johnson, we would like to welcome you to the Johnson Temple Church of God in Christ Saturday morning broadcast on KAYT. Our church is located at 200 Nona Street in Leesville, Louisiana. Service times are as follows. Sunday school is at 10 a.m. Sunday morning worship is at 11:30 a.m. Sunday YPWW is on Zoom at 6 o'clock p.m. Tuesday night Bible study is on Zoom at 7 o'clock p.m. Friday Joy Night is on Zoom at 7 o'clock p.m. Morning prayer is Monday through Saturday on the Johnson Temple Prayer Line at 9:30 a.m. In today's broadcast, you will hear a selection from the Johnson Temple Choir and an uplifting message from our pastor, Superintendent Maurice Johnson. If you would like more information about the church, please call the church at 337-239-3845. Again, that's 337-239-3845. You can also visit or follow us on Facebook. May God bless and keep you is our prayer.
Oh! Faith power in words. And I think you have a program, and if you don't have a program, amen, praise the Lord, the scriptures are Hebrews chapter 11 verses 1 through 6 and Romans 10 verses 9 and 10. If you have a program, if you just read with me, amen, those text scriptures, and we'll move forward. And it's read. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. But without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. May be seated in the house of the Lord. Amen. I said my subject is faith power. And if you will, if you're not nervous, amen, just look toward the person that's sitting next to you and say, faith power. It works. Come on, we'll say it one more time. Say, faith power. Faith power works. Oh, thank you. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, amen, and shall believe in thine heart. You got to believe in your heart. Yes. Amen. Believe what? That God has raised him from, amen. Yes. Amen. Thou shall be saved. Yes. Amen. You can be saved. Yes. The only way you can be saved is through Jesus Christ. Yes. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Faith's power does not rest in my believing, but in that something or someone whom I trust and believe in. If I believe in the truth of the gospel as revealed by our God in Jesus Christ, my Savior, who is in my place, a response of genuine faith fixes on him with an obedience from the heart, then I'm saved. God has promised, however, if I believe in another gospel, y'all ain't gonna pray with me, wake up. If you believe in another gospel, I believe in a lie.
Yes.
If I believe in a lie,
yes,
I get only what the lie can, Lord help me preach.
Oh, yes.
I can only get what the lie delivers.
Yes.
And that is good.
Yes.
Can I get amen?
Amen.
But thanks be to God. Before I preach, I love my daughter out, amen. She'd be mad with me if I don't call her name. Just Lisa Thomas. Amen. Touch the Lord. Give her strength in the name of Jesus, Lord. But thankfully, if I place my faith in God,
yes,
I will get what God can do.
Yes.
That is faith fixed in God. Faith is believing in God,
yes,
trusting him by walking with him.
Yes.
I got some prayers out there.
Oh, yes.
Amen.
Oh, yes.
If you look at it, we don't have time. I'm not going to run down all those scriptures. Amen. 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 8 and 9. Hebrews chapter 11 and 40, amen. But it goes something like this. Christ looked at things seen in Gethsemane and pleaded, amen, praise the Lord. What did he plead? Father, let this cup pass from me. But he walked by faith and he added a little something to it. Yet not what is my will, but what your will. I'm going to preach anyway.
Yes.
We will be done. God did not deliver Jesus from dying, but he delivered him from death without means to live. We must trust God every minute,
yes.
Every hour,
yes.
Every second of the day,
yes.
And all thy ways acknowledge him.
Yes.
Oh, glory. Glory.
Yes.
Amen. He will direct your path.
Yes.
We must, amen, walk by faith. Walking with God means committing to God and his management without worry.
Yeah.
I want to read a scripture from Matthew chapter 6. Amen. And starting at that, amen, says, won't mess me up. Amen. That 25th verse. Amen. Look. Look at the birds. Amen. They don't plant. Amen. Amen. They don't harvest. Amen. And they have all the food that they want. And you are far more valuable to him than they are.
Yeah.
Can all your worries add anything, 1 ounce, amen, to this moment, amen, to your life? Of course it cannot.
Amen.
Only God can do that.
Yeah.
Amen. Faith walk, amen, gives standing upon the power, the promises, and trustworthiness of God. Another scripture, you might want to write it down. Colossians chapter 1, verses 9 through 17. Now you know I'm going to read all the scripture. But this cause, we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to decide that you might be filled with the knowledge of his will and all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work,
oh, yes,
and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened all might according to his glorious power,
yes, yes,
unto all patience and long suffering with joyfulness. I wanted to add that joyfulness in there because we got too many long-faced people in the church.
Yeah.
Not so many people with their jaws puffed up. Amen. We got too many people in the church, amen, looking funny at the person that's sitting next to them. I'm going to move on. Giving thanks unto the Father, which had made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who had delivered us from the power of darkness, and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood. Somebody say his blood. Even the forgiveness of sin, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. When I read that, I said, Lord, I think I might have missed that. I want to go back and check on that. Everything that was made, including you, came through God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. Amen. Put that in your little cup. Think about that. Amen. Praise the Lord. Who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature, also the Lord of circumstances in our lives. We must trust in his management and control of us. We must trust in God's management and his control of us. Ephesians 1 and 11, amen, praise the Lord. This trust in believing faith will become like breathing if we give our all to it. All our actions will be dependent upon God, our Father, through Jesus Christ, His Son. Amen. I'm almost through. Galatians. Amen. Praise the Lord. There's a verse there for it. In verse 2. Amen. Amen. Chapter 2, I'm sorry. Verse 20. As we have died to sin, we now walk in the newness of life. And Christ is now Lord of our new lives. We must believe in the fact that God is our Father.
Yes.
How many of y'all know He cares?
He cares.
How many know He provides?
Yes.
Then we run to Hebrews chapter 13, verses 5 through 7. Amen. And you will find information that's going to help you in this faith walk, because all of us should try to walk in faith of God.
Yeah, yeah.
We are walking in faith and waiting, but we're not disappointed. We must not be like those of old who heard and rebelled. One whom Moses led out of Egypt. Amen. I wish I could get him out of there, but I don't have the time. They were not able to enter God's rest because of their unbelief. They did not wait on the Lord. Romans 9 and 33. Faith's walk would not be put to shame, although we are comforted with mounting difficulties. Faith, faced with overwhelming odds and impossibilities, confronted with insurmountable trials, and even though present conditions seem to contradict it, walking by faith, not by sight, will overcome all of these obstacles. Can I get a witness? Romans 4:20. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to who? Glory to God. And being fully persuaded that what He had promised, God has made it. Amen. Praise God. He will.
He
is able to perform. Abraham gave glory to God as he was strengthened. Amen. This kind of faith was credited to Abraham as righteousness. Amen. Because Abraham had faith. Y'all remember him? Amen. God called him and said, I want you to pack up and leave. Leave your kindred.
Yes, Lord.
I want you to go into a foreign land. Amen. Praise the Lord. And live. You got to know I'll be with you. You don't know where you're going, but I know where you're going. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And I'll be with you. Amen. Through thick and thin. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, Abraham was leaving his kin folks. All he had was his wife Sarah. Went to a foreign country. God was with him. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. And God promised him that He would make nations out of him. 90 years later, ain't no nations come out of it. God help me preach. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. But you got to remember, amen, God is faithful to His promise. Amen. Praise the Lord. And unless He tell you what day, what night, what year is going to happen, you don't know when it's going to happen. What you need to know is just have faith in God and trust in God. And you may well now and then. Sister Michelle, you might say, Lord, I remember you promised me that you would bless me. I remember you told me I had children. I remember you told me I'm going to get out of this shack and I'm going to live in a good house. I remember when I didn't have a dime, when Lord, you put money in your pocket. I remember, Lord, that you were right there when I was sick and the doctor told me I may not get well, but I remember that you Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Abraham was a man of God. Abraham showed, amen, his faith in God. Anybody remember? Amen. Remember? Oh, yes, he had a son. Showed up, Isaac. And then God told him to take him up to the mountain. And he was taken, Isaac, to kill him. Amen. The men went with him. They got to the cliff of the mountain. Told y'all stay here. Me and my son, we're going up. Hallelujah. When they got up, Isaac looked around. And he said, Daddy, what son? I see the wood. Good God about it. I see the altar. I don't see no meat. I know without a shadow of a doubt, it's not in the Bible, but you have to think of Abraham's flight. He's there with his son. Got a knife. Got wood. Altar's already fixed. All he got to do is light the wood. Tie him up. Put him on the altar. But Abraham had so much faith in God that even if he did all of that, he said, Son, God will. God will. I ought to have a witness over here. God will. I got a witness in this corner. God will. Over here, amen. A little deer hung up in the bushes over there. Go get him. Hey, glory! I'm just about to close here, but I'm happy. Amen. Praise the Lord. You got to have faith in God. You got to trust God. Amen. Praise the Lord. When the situation look like that, you know hope. Trust in the Lord. With all that high heart. And lead not to your own understanding. Amen. He trusted in God. This kind of faith was credited to Abraham as righteousness. We need to work to make sure that we can withhold, amen, and become the righteousness of God. Can I get it? My brothers and sisters, please don't doubt God. Know that if he said it, he's going to do it. If you doubt him, then where is your faith? Think about it. You might be doomed to a devil's hell. Amen. I don't want to believe any of you want to go to hell. God knows I don't want to go. Amen. I'm striving every day of my life to make it in. Amen. There's an old song, amen, said, don't you want to go to that man? Don't you want to go to that man? Don't you want to go to the land where I'm bound? Amen. Praise the Lord. Because somebody told me that milk and honey in that land. Hallelujah. I want to go to that land. They tell me in that land that the streets are paved with gold. I want to go to that land. They tell me, amen, that the water is crystal clear. I want to go to that land. Amen. I want to go to that land where there be no more dying. Would I make it in? Well, you better learn how to trust in God. You need some faith. Amen. Praise the Lord. Look at somebody one more time. Amen. So this is the faith walk. This is the faith walk. Amen. Praise the Lord. But turn to them and look them in the eye. Amen. But it works. That's the part I want you to get to. Hallelujah. I said faith works. When it looks like you ain't got a dime in your pocket, faith will say, hang on in there.